This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was the music. It was the music that got him going.
You blame the music?
Yeah, it was some grunge. It was some grungy kind of music you had to get up and kind of tap your feet to.
So if we play a certain kind of music, you'll get up and do that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm just saying. The celebration.
I mean, they're different. They're a different group of guys. Yeah. That Suburban Energy hits a little different.
Well, it hit last night. Phillies win last night, which was the good thing. The odd thing was the celebration afterwards was a little over the top. I thought so for a catcher's interference walk-off. First one we've seen in baseball in over 50 years. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to talk about today. Dave Dombrowski, are you expecting a big move out of the Phillies by the trade deadline? I am. And I know maybe I'm setting myself up for disappointment. Hugh, it feels like you think I am setting myself up for disappointment here.
I just think that when you talk about the Phillies and the moves that they were going to make, or, you know, that was speculated that they were going to make, they've always fallen short. It's always been a ho-hum type situation. And I go back to last year. Remember, Jazz Chisholm's name was being thrown around a lot.
Yeah, they made a mistake. They should have got him.
He don't fit the clubhouse.
Well, the part that's frustrating about the Jazz thing is he's played the outfield and the infield for the Yankees.
Yes, he has. He came in and was a spark.
Yeah, and he made an All-Star team this year. He could have been certainly a help for the Phillies last year in the postseason, and whatever. They made a mistake on that. They should have traded for him. And I hope they don't make a mistake again. They need to go out and make a big move. And you're right, that the first few years with Dombrowski here, while they're contending,
it's been lip service.
It has. Now, I choose to believe part of that is they were trying to build the farm system up, and now they've built it up enough to where they're I think, more capable of subtracting from it without ruining the farm system. They've kind of built up a surplus of some prospects here, which is good. And the other part is, this is as wide open as the NL has been the whole time. I mean, like, you know, in other years, yes, they've gotten to the World Series, the Diamondbacks have, but there were the Dodgers looking like the Dodgers. The Braves, 2 years ago, looked like a juggernaut. Now the Phillies knocked them off. But this year doesn't have that team. Like, there's no excuse. If Dave Dombrowski doesn't go out there and make a big move, I'm just going to lose my mind 9 days from now because they need it. It would obviously help, and I just don't trust this guy around the edges. He, like, when it's an Austin Hayes or it's a Estevez or a Lorenzen, he doesn't know what he's seeing there.
I have a question.
Okay.
So you say 9 days from now you're going to lose your mind. Will you still be able to work? Because that's all I know. Will you still be able to sit in the chair and work?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. That's all, because
I'm not going to leave.
You're going to lose your mind, because I don't know what that means when you say it like that.
I'm going to.
Like, you're about to lose.
Well, I'll just say this.
Are you still coming to work, though?
Yeah, I'll come to
Why?
Work. Well, that's where I'm allowed to yell about the Phillies. Not allowed to do it at home. I'm going to do it here.
You're just going to bring a blowtorch and you're just going to flame the
Phillies. Okay. Is this over the top? If Dombrowski does nothing at the trade deadline, it's a fireable offense.
Ooh.
It is. They're trying to win a World Series.
That is strong.
It's not that strong.
It's
really?
His job.
Seriously?
Yes. What do you mean?
Okay.
If he does nothing at the deadline?
Okay.
That would be a joke.
We said major move. We're talking about any move. Which one is it?
Well,
Which
he
one?
Just said if he doesn't, then it's a fireable offense. That's true.
If he doesn't improve the team, whether it be minor or major, I want him out
Didn't
the next day.
Did we just get a pitcher? Listen, do not bite my head. I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking a question.
What do you think the reaction is if the only move they make is David Robertson, who was on his couch?
A 40-year-old free agent.
He was on his couch Saturday.
And he's ramping up. And he got 15 days.
This isn't funny.
Yeah.
No. It is. You know why it's funny?
It's not. Because there's a chance this happens, and we have to do this.
Because you know what I can imagine? Who was his name? The picture we just got. Roberts.
David Robertson.
David Robertson sitting in front of his TV talking about, babe, grab me one of them beers from upstairs. Phone ringing. Who's on the phone? Dombrowski. Forget the beer, babe. We're going to Philly. We're going to Philly.
$6 million for the rest of the season. Let's pack
up. We're gonna tell you that. Hey, pack the kids up. Just put that beer in the cooler. Let's go. We out.
Some road sodas.
I'm glad this is all. I'm glad the Phillies wasting this window is a big old joke to Hugh Douglas.
$6 million. I'll take it. Let's go, babe. Put the beer in the cooler. Yeah,
you would pitch for the Phillies for $6 million.
Hell yeah, wouldn't I? I did throw in worm burners. And y'all would be killing me every day. You know what I tell every day? Joe Giglio and Kyle Quick gets my ass. I'm out here doing the best that I can.
And it stinks, is what I'd say.
You have to credit Hugh Douglas.
All right, speaking of the bullpen.
It's kind of crazy. He was sitting on the couch.
On the couch. I mean, I know he's working out, but he's basically on the couch.
Yeah, he's chilling.
Yeah, he was doing nothing the whole season, getting ready. All right, speaking of the bullpen, Hugh, I have a question. I'm curious if everyone out there, including you, have changed your mind on something.
What?
So we had a conversation in, I think it was May, April.
I think it was the beginning of
May.
Well, definitely April because we had transitioned to the conversation about moving Ranger to the bullpen.
Yes.
And then we got this.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth that long-term deal. One of my favorites. Oh, don't you wait. We'll talk about Trey Henderson next hour. So we'll have that revved up. But okay, so
I laughed too hard.
We did the Ranger conversation, and then we discussed the idea of Andrew Painter. And I said, the Phillies don't need another starting pitcher to win the World Series. They need a relief arm. They need a dominant relief arm to help them in the bullpen. And from my memory that day, a lot of people didn't want to do it, didn't want to touch the two promising prospects. He's a generational prospect. You can't possibly put Andrew Painter in the bullpen because, oh no, he might get hurt, even though we're 2 years off of surgery. All right, so they let it play out, and we've gone through this year where he's been a starter in the minor leagues. The bullpen has stunk. But Hugh, I thought it was interesting on Friday when John Middleton spoke. Listen to John Middleton on Friday because it's the first time that I've heard anyone from the organization, let alone someone as powerful as the owner, throw this out there. Here's Middleton on Friday on how the bullpen could evolve as the year goes on.
And one of the things people have to realize is a bullpen in the regular season is an entirely different animal than a bullpen in the postseason. If you go back, I was talking to Dave about this about a month ago, and he said, John, and I think it was 06 when the Tigers, which he was running, played the Cardinals. He said, the Cardinals' bullpen was very mundane, very average. He said, we weren't concerned about it at all. And then they put Adam Wainwright in the bullpen. And overnight, it turned into a really, really good bullpen. And so if you think about it, we only need three pitchers, and we don't need our fourth pitcher until the fourth game of the division series, right? So you need three pitchers, and everybody else goes to the bullpen. And you're going to have people in the bullpen who are now starting pitchers for us. You might see people up. I could see Abel coming back up if he's not up before that for some other reason. I could see Abel in the bullpen coming out at 97 miles an hour with a really good curveball. Painter might be up here the same way.
There it is. For the first time the whole year, someone with the Phillies said what to me has been obvious the whole time, that this season he can help them in the bullpen more than he can a starting pitcher. Hugh, now that we're here, it's late July, and we're signing pitchers off the couch to come help in the bullpen. Are you now open to the idea of Andrew Painter coming to help in the bullpen?
I think you have no choice but to be, because he painted a scenario where they – don't get it twisted, Joe. These are conversations that are being had.
Of course. Otherwise, he wouldn't have brought it up.
He wouldn't have brought it up. He's bringing you behind the curtain, so don't get it twisted. These are conversations that are being had. That – for me, even reinforces even more that they're not going to do anything because they feel like they have the guys that they need here and they have the reinforcements with these young guys. Because the way they've been slow playing this Painter thing, it looked like it was going to be around August.
July.
Around this time.
Yeah.
And that's not happening. You know, and part of that is because you got some pretty solid pitching from your starters.
Also, he hasn't dominated in
AAA.
He's actually struggled.
Yeah. So I can see that. I think everything that has been said, I think you got to read between the lines a lot of times. They're greasing the skids to let you know that the next press conference we get after the 9-day, after we get to pass the trade deadline, it's going to be, hey, we feel like, you know, we're trending in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get some pitching. We're going to get some of these young guys up and put them in the bullpen, and we're going to make a push.
All right, so Hugh Douglas is open to Painter in the bullpen. I've been open the whole time to Painter in the bullpen.
Welcome on in, Hugh.
Well, it's about time.
I mean, because you got to listen to what's being said. I'd be fools to say it any other way when after he said what he said.
Hold on. I think he said Adam Wainwright with the Cardinals in 06. I said that to everyone in May, and I had everyone yell at me.
Told you so.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Well, what would you do?
What you going to do? You go do your victory lap?
Would do the same thing?
The day they bring him up, put him in the bullpen. That would be victory lap.
I'm appalled. I never, ever. I don't do that. I don't take victory laps.
You do it for
I told you so.
Even though it wasn't even right.
I don't say that.
I have an agenda.
I don't do that. I feel offended. I'm offended.
Yeah. You're offending us when you talk about defense here in Philadelphia.
I'm offended.
So what was the poll, Kyle, we put up in whatever it was, April, May, about this? We had the conversation about Painter, and if my memory serves, more than half people were out on it.
They were angry with us for even asking it.
Sure. Yeah.
Are you guys stupid? Mm-hmm. Is this a serious question?
Wait a minute. Not stupid.
He's the next Steve Carlton. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Should the Phillies transition Andrew Painter to the bullpen? 65% said no, and we got ratioed to hell.
Love it. How about today? Same poll. Could put it back up?
Yeah, here's one. What is wrong with you? Seriously.
Yeah.
And now we put the same poll up and the results are reversed.
Of course. Oh, so one other thing that
I'd say, new information.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You're allowed to have a new take. That's fine. Yeah. So one other thing I think is part of this is they keep saying he has to earn a spot in the rotation, right? And that I totally agree with that. You can't just like bring him up here if he's not pitching super well at AAA. But there's a chance he doesn't earn a spot in the rotation this season, right? They have Wheeler.
Yeah.
They have Ranger. They have Sanchez. They have Luzardo. They have Nola coming back. So if there's no spot in the rotation for him, here's what I can't do if I'm the Phillies. I can't let 3 years go by without him helping the major league team, right? 3 years ago, it was spring training, and they were all excited about him, right? He's going to be on the team this year. He might make the team. Unfortunately, he got hurt.
Painter watch.
He got hurt. That season was done. Then last year, he was the rehab, so he was out for basically all last year anyway. Now, this year, he's healthy. I can't just sit here and say, oh, he wasn't good enough to be a starter this year. We'll see him in 2026. Like, I just can't. In a window, they're trying to win a World Series. If they look back and say, we wasted 3 years of this pitcher because of one injury, it just doesn't make any sense to me. If they have a need in their bullpen, and it's big enough that they're literally signing pitchers off the couch, get this kid up here. Plus, I do wonder if maybe he would be better out of the bullpen right now. Obviously, Hugh, he's struggling as a starter. He has a 5 ERA in AAA. I wonder if you just kind of limit it and say, Andrew, just get three guys out. Just get one inning for us. He might be better.
I'll tell you what, this is a strange – it is skewing a little strange because there was a lot of excitement about him early on. And as the season progressed, it died down a lot.
Yep.
And you're talking about Mick Abel's name is being mentioned before he is. When you talk about bringing up pitchers. So, yeah, it is very, very interesting how it just all died out. I don't know how to read that, though, Joe. I don't know if that's his struggles or they just feel like he's not trending where they want him to trend at right now.
Yeah, and some of this might be natural. He missed the 2 years, basically. He might just need more time. And I'm not out on him. I don't think less of him as a prospect. I still think he's going to be a tremendous pitcher. But for this year, it might have to be out of the bullpen. And if that helps the Phillies win a World Series, we got to deal with it. The idea that this is a crazy idea, that's out the window. I mean, the owner's talking about it, Kyle. This is obviously, and I think Hugh's right, they've discussed it if he's bringing it up.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of this is going to depend on how, well, one, how Ranger Suarez and Luzardo look, and then Nola, too, when he comes back.
Yep.
Like, there really feels like no other place for Painter to go at this point, like when we get to October at the very least, but like, I don't know if I'm not 100% sure, but isn't it sort of in the later innings when he's starting to get tagged? Like, he starts off the games pretty well, and then when it gets about the fifth inning is when he starts getting lit up.
So it would signal to me he could give you an inning or two.
Right. I mean, especially with, you know, with the kind of heat that he brings.
Yeah, I just
that's a bullpen type guy.
Yeah, to me, we're reaching a point where if he doesn't help out of the bullpen, I don't know if we're going to see him this season. I don't know if he's going to help. And that, to me, would be unacceptable as we're trying to win a World Series. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Camden, I do wonder, are you now open to Andrew Painter coming out of the bullpen for the Phillies this season? Jeff in Camden's up talking about Phillies' big moves. What's up, Jeff?
Well, you're the expert. You tell me, is he ready?
Is he ready right now?
You sound a little hostile.
Yeah. You're the expert. I'm not the expert. I'm a guy sitting home calling the radio station.
Well, it sounds like you're ready to pitch for the Phillies bullpen. I mean, he's the one that's...
this was an aggressive start.
Yeah. This was real aggressive.
Is he ready? I don't know. He has a 5 ERA, Jeff. I don't know. He obviously doesn't look ready to start games right now in the major leagues.
Hey, listen, man. I remember people trying to sell me. I'm not a sports guru, but I remember people trying to sell me on Mayweather, trying to, hey, I know baseball, and Mayweather's the guy that's going to resurrect this team.
Mayweather.
And I remember that conversation. But I remember Jay Happ leaving and going pitching, becoming a 21-win pitcher. So things happen. There's an even flow. You just have to get it at the right time.
I agree.
That's
yeah.
Why you have experts.
I haven't thought of Jay Happ in a while. I like Jay Happ. He's a good pitcher. So, Jeff.
Who's Mayweather, though?
I think Floyd.
Mayweather, that's a boxer, though.
Merriweather, not Mayweather.
Merrifield?
Floyd Mayweather.
Is Hugh Douglas making fun of the way I speak?
Not really. Not really. No, I mean, you came in a little hot. I mean, but, you know, it was cool. You came in a little hot.
I can dig it, brother. I can dig it.
So, Jeff, you expecting a big move out of the Phils?
I hope so. I hope so. I'm thinking maybe a pinch hitter that has some pop, that strikes some fear into other pitchers, kind of like a Matt Stairs, right at the right time. And I'm not trying to, you know, bring up what the 2018 was, but it sure did help, didn't it?
It sure. Well, of course. I mean, he hit a huge home run. Yeah, Jeff, that it's an underrated thing they could certainly use as a little more a threat off the bench, because late in the game, depending on who they have in there at the bottom of the lineup, you're not as scared of any of those pinch hitters.
Hey, I just want to tell you something real quick, man. Mm-hmm. Before you go, I watched rugby. I watched women's rugby the other day because there was nothing on.
Oh, that's
and
impressive.
It was Fiji versus the United States. And I saw Fiji, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a team full of black people. And I know Fiji's off the coast of Japan, but you know how I know what black people look like? Because I'm a black person. And those were black people.
On Fiji.
It's interesting. I've never been to Fiji.
I've never been there either.
Black people.
Were they good at rugby? The Fiji team. Were they good? They win?
It was a violent game. The USA came out on top, but man, it was a lot of violence in that game. I had no idea it existed. I'm going to be watching from now on.
Well, there you go. All right, Jeff, glad you enjoyed it. Jeff, good phone call. I didn't know anything about Fiji, and I didn't know they had a rugby team.
Nah, me neither.
Or what they look like. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he did come in hot with the call there, and then he went right after Hugh.
He ain't lying, though.
What, the Fiji team?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that either. I mean, I didn't know that.
I didn't think he was lying. That would feel like a weird thing to make well, they're, that up.
Because we got to be fair to people in the way that they identify. They might not identify as black. They might they're darker complected though.
Okay.
So yeah, they're darker complected. So yeah.
I wonder if they're good. I don't. I never. Have you ever watched rugby game? Because didn't you call rugby?
Yes, I did.
And we found.
Dude, why you laugh so hard though? I mean, I don't understand. What's so funny? Why you laugh so hard? I don't understand.
Because it is funny that you left that out. You never told us that you called rugby games.
Yeah, I did. It was fun though, man. It was fun. Rugby is a physical sport.
Yeah.
It's very physical. Obviously. Yeah, yeah. I did not know that. I'm looking at his feet.
We found you Irish step dancing.
Yeah, I did that too.
It's the final weekend of Six Nations.
You're really kind.
And there's only one thing left to make my rugby education complete, Irish step dancing.
I was serious.
I'm here with Kevin Brosler, former national and world champion step dancer. What can you tell me about the sport of step dancing?
Well, you're trying to talk over it.
You know what I'm saying? What are we doing?
It's been handed down for centuries.
This is what I have when it takes to be a dancer.
Well, I know football players are supposed to be light on their feet. I hope you're light on your feet.
Not here.
I used to be. I don't know how light I am now, but we're about to find out.
Irish dancing is based on threes and sevens.
Okay.
So we'll start with a count of seven. Pop, two, three, four, five, turn. Pop, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Pop, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I can tell it's killing you on the inside.
Three. One, two, three. Two, two, three. Three, two, three. Four, two, three. Five, two, three. Six, two, three. Seven, two, three. And eight, two, three. Well, I think we have a prodigy on our hands. Hugh's amazing. Pick up those feet, Hugh.
You heard.
I can't wait to see what he looks like tomorrow.
Killed it. I was out there with the kids.
Yeah. Are you excited? I'm so excited. Are you excited? Is this your first time doing this? Mine too. This is going to be so exciting.
You did a great job, dude.
Do you know what I just thought about? The next iteration for all the you people out there that watch on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, I have heard through the grapevine that we are, kind of workshopping the technology where we could split screen things. So, So what that was, to take you behind the curtain, that was, we found an old YouTube clip, or of Hugh doing what he just did there, or the Irish step dancing and getting ready to call rugby. We found that on YouTube, right? Then Kyle was able to grab the audio and we play it on the air. You know what the next iteration of all this
is, right?
We could just take the video and put it on the stream so people can watch the show and they'll see it.
Seriously?
Yes.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
You seem thrilled for all this.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for it.
Great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
Think about all the Hugh Douglas moments on YouTube we can find.
That'd be so many.
It's great. Chuck in Mount Airy's up. What's up, Chuck?
Joe Gilio. What's the dealio?
Chuck!
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man, I was calling here to say this, right? I was thinking yesterday, Hugh, right? I didn't ask you this, right? When you was on vacation, you said that you had the wine and you had beer. Did you have a good stogie?
No, I didn't have any smokes, man. My you know what's funny, though, Chuck? My daughter bought me some cigars to try.
Oh, that's cool.
And I forgot to bring them with me. Yeah, I forgot to bring them. And I think where I stayed, they didn't allow smoking in the hotel because it was a brand new hotel, so they didn't allow it.
Well, see, I I'm the guy that, I'm on the balcony with it. I got that smoke, on the balcony, man. I tell you, on vacation, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. But, I just wanted to ask you that because I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the cigar thing, man. But to be honest, Chuck, I don't like the way they make my clothes smell.
You got to wash the clothes.
Yeah, you got to, after you come from the cigar bar, I like going to the cigar bar now. But immediately after you leave, you got to wash all of that stuff, for real.
Well, that's why you got to have some good cologne. That good, strong cologne that you spray on right afterwards, And then, you just go on about your night. But, hey, you know what? I love the smell of cigars. So, it don't really bother me. But, let's give it a try. Spray some good cologne on after you're done. And that should alleviate it a little bit.
Yeah.
But let me say this, right? And Will, I love Will. And I got two things to say real quick, if you guys let me. Will, you are a fantastic caller, man. I love your optimism, but sometimes it got to be some type of realistic talk here on this radio station. The Phillies are going to win a championship
on WIP?
And the Eagles.
We don't do that. Do we do that? Realistic?
Well, we try. Some people go off the rails.
The Phillies and the Eagles, the Phillies as presently constructed. Come on, Will. Listen, here's the thing, right? The Phillies with the Phillies, I think they will make a trade. I think they're going to make a trade and get some more help for this team. But I don't think that I'm not so sure they need to trade for a bullpen arm. I think that we can organically make a bullpen, if that makes any sense.
I know, yeah. Chuck, it does. I think if they decide on the right people and move the right people in, and obviously Nola coming back in a few weeks will help because they'll get an extra starting pitcher. There's enough good arms here to figure it out if they put them in the right place. They need a bat. They can't organically make the lineup better. They need to add a hitter.
They need a bat. That's what I want. I want some pop in that lineup with Bryce. The way Bryce is playing, you cannot, I believe that this is going to be a continuance with Bryce Harper. I said that a couple weeks ago. He's back. And you need some pop in that lineup, And I think Schwarber will get back on board. But I need a bat. And I also would like a closer if I do get some really like a solid, legitimate closer. Now, all the pitchers in between the starting pitching and the closer, I think you can organically, make that lineup with Lizardo and Painter. And those guys, you can just pit them where they at, try them out early. and see if it works out in the playoffs. But I, you know, the closer and a bat, I would be happy. I would be really, really happy.
Well, Chuck, I would too. I agree. I think that is the best way to do it. We'll see if Dombrowski does it. They need to add something significant, though. They need a big move. I expect one. Hugh doesn't. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And Andrew Painter, are you now open to move him to the bullpen? Obviously, his year at AAA as a starter is not going smoothly. His ERA is over 5. They need help in the bullpen. We just talked about their biggest acquisition so far was on the couch 3 days ago, and now he's a Philly. So they could use an arm down there. Are you willing to move Painter to the bullpen? Plus, we'll see if we can find a match for the Phillies next. Kyle will give us a profile of an unnamed player, and we'll decide if we like the fit. That's coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh, yeah, it's that time of the day. 9 days until the MLB trade deadline. It is time to finish the Phillies here. All right, so Kyle's going to give us the profile of a player, and we'll determine whether or not we want him. Kyle, what do you got for us today?
All right, so I don't think it's going to be a question here of whether you would take this player. You might even know who it is when I go through this.
Mm-hmm.
The real question is going to be, are you willing to give up a lot for this guy? How much would you be willing to give up for this guy? Because it is a big name player. He's 27 years old. He plays a position in need for the Phillies. He's a left fielder primarily, but he can play any position in the outfield. He's going to have two more years of control after this. and then he'll be an unrestricted free agent. Second year in a row that he is an all-star. He's a multi-time Gold Glover in the outfield. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. 288 batting average, 352 on base percentage, 750 OPS. Not a big home runs guy. He's got six on the year, but he's definitely better versus right-handed pitching, 818 OPS, as opposed to a 625 OPS versus lefties. And he is a left-handed hitter. So a good enough hitter, but doesn't feel the need of a right-handed bat for you. Now, I think the interesting number here to look at is I think this fits what the Phillies need in such a huge way in the lineup because he doesn't strike out very much, like at all. 410 plate appearances this year and 34 strikeouts.
Wow, that's got to be like 95 percentile.
It's I mean, it's an unbelievable number there. Runners in scoring position, he's hitting 300 with 24 RBIs in 73 plate appearances. So, like I said, since he has the two more years left to control and he's only 27, this guy's probably going to cost you a pretty penny to get at the trade deadline. Probably some of your best prospects. So, one, are you interested?
Yes.
What would you be willing to give up?
Well, I mean, just by the way you framed it, Gold Glover, All-Star.
Yeah.
Second year in his All-Star game, right?
Years of team control. I mean, this is the kind of player that the other team says Andrew Painter. I mean,
sure.
like they can ask for that, mm-hmm. and it seems like a reasonable ask for the player we're talking
yep.
about here.
And he's a hitter. Like, it's not like you're trading a starting pitcher for a closer, which I know some people would be against.
Yep.
Like, this is a guy that fits right into your lineup, is a centerpiece of your lineup.
Hugh, I think I know who it is. Before I say, what do you think about the player?
Oh, yeah. But I was trying to figure out who it was, but I don't have a clue.
I think it's Stephen Kwan.
It is Stephen Kwan.
Stephen Kwan. I love Stephen Kwan.
Would you trade Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan?
Yes. Whew. I would do it. You're getting him for two more years after this one?
Yeah. You know, I think I'd rather try and do like a... I think I'd rather give up multiple prospects, not including Painter.
Well, I would too. I'm just like, if it push came to shove...
What if it was like Abel Crawford Miller?
I'd rather do that and I'll hold on to Painter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too.
You could put him at the top. I mean, he's their leadoff hitter. And you could put Trey too, and then you kind of separate the lefties. Kwan, Trey.
It makes the lineup so different.
Bryce, Schwarber. I mean, that's a 1-2-3-4. You can go to war with that.
That's a difference making bat right there.
And he is a great fielder.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of reminds me of Ichiro.
Yeah.
He's not as fast. He's probably like, if Ichiro was a 10 as a player, he's like an 8. But like, they're similar. He doesn't strike out, like you said.
The strikeout number is insane.
That's crazy. He probably has more walks than strikeouts, or it's close.
Probably, yeah. I mean, he's got a 352 on-base percentage.
Yeah, and last year was a little better than this year. Last year, I think he hit like 14 or 15 home runs. So it's in there that he can maybe hit a little bit more power.
Yeah. I mean, it would be pretty jarring to see a guy in this lineup that strikes out that little.
I know. And gets on base and runs. And plays gold glove defense in the outfield and a guy that can actually hit. We haven't seen that around here in quite a while.
Come on, Hugh.
Oh, I'm with it. I'm just thinking.
Looked like you were thinking about it.
Oh, no, I am thinking. I'm pondering, you know. But, yeah, I like it. I like it.
Stephen Kwan would be awesome. I would love Stephen Kwan in a Phillies uniform. Well, the other thing that speaks to is the Cleveland has a lot of relief pitchers, including Class A. Mm-hmm. They also have a guy named Cade Smith. There's a blockbuster that's right on the table there if the Phillies are...
Little one-stop shop?
Yeah, because they got a lot. They got a few people they're going to probably be shopping.
Yeah. I think, if they were able to get both guys, Class A and Kwan, I would start thinking about putting Painter in
well,
there.
Well, that's probably the only way to get that kind of deal done, mm-hmm. is to get offer both. All right, I like that. Stephen Kwan. Now, that's a big move. That's what I'm talking about today. Add Stephen Kwan to the mix here, and that changes the team. You good over there?
Yes.
You want to order your Kwan jersey already?
No, I'm just thinking. I mean, that would be a huge get.
I would buy a Kwan jersey the minute the deal went down. I love Stephen Kwan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I just think he's a difference-making kind of player. And it's not the traditional, because he's, like Kyle said, he's not a home run hitter. But he just makes the team better.
He makes things happen.
Yes, that's exactly. He was the one in the All-Star game last week that had the game-tying hit or whatever.
Yep.
He hit the ball that led to the game-tying run, which led to the swing-off in extra innings. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's check in with people who are thinking today. Twitter Quest is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so polls up today. Are you now open to putting Andrew Painter in the bullpen? 59% yes, 41% no. Do you believe we will see the Phillies make a big move at the trade deadline? 52 yes, 48 no. That split right down
that
the middle.
Changing.
Mm-hmm. And well, you're saying people are listening to you?
Yeah, they listen. Mm-hmm. I'm sprinkling with that gang.
Is that it?
That knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, so they're changing their opinion because of your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that. And was it appropriate for the Phillies to celebrate that when they did after last night's game?
They're getting killed for that.
Your comment section is on fire there.
I like the word appropriate.
Yeah.
It's like I'm scolding them for.
Right. It's not like you didn't do something so bad.
It's inappropriate.
This is not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
Guys, this is not appropriate. 69% believed it is appropriate to celebrate after a walk-off catcher's interference. Big V and Mount Laurel's up talking to Phillies trade deadline. Hey, Big V.
Joe, how was the vacay?
Vacation was good. I was in the Pacific Northwest in Mount Rainier and Olympic National Park in Washington. It was cool.
Yeah, been there. Love it. It's great. But listen, I got to hate the busher bubble because, you're all, recharged from the vacation. But I don't think this trade thing has a strong possibility that acquisition at this time won't happen.
Okay, I mean, you might be right, but why? Like, why should I be okay with that?
Well, I didn't say that you would be okay with that. I just said that, that's more than likely it's not going to happen. Because you're looking at such a mediocre season that a majority of teams that would be out of the wild card hunt by now, feel like they're maybe two or three series away from being in the wild card. So they're not going to give away anybody.
I think you're right on that. It changes the pool of teams that could sell, right? Instead of being 12 or 15 sellers, there's like 6 or 8. It's a seller's market, not a buyer's market. I'm with you on that.
Maybe 3 or 5. But But you look at what Dombrowski has to do now is bring in his key players and just, you know, set them down and offer them the carrot or the stick. Either you're going to, you know, play to what we know, what we believe this roster can be, and we will reward you for it, or you're going to continue being mediocre and underperforming, and, of course, I'm going to give you the stick. You know, next trade deadline, you may be looking for a new home.
Yeah, well, but they need a move. I mean, they need to make a big move here, Brigby.
They don't need to make a big move if our key performers perform to, you know, their stats and ability.
Wheeler's having a great season. Schwarber's having a great season. Trey's having a good season. Lately, Harper is again, and they're still struggling. Like, you need more than just those four guys.
That's what I'm saying. You got five to six other guys that are underperforming. Have a conversation with them like, look, we want to get to the World Series. This is what you've been doing. This is where you are right now. It's about time that you make some adjustments or we're going to adjust you.
So you think a conversation is going to change the fact that Castellanos swung at a pitch 3 feet outside last night? Just talk to him?
Not, you know. Keep saying that it could be possible.
No, it's not. This is the play. This is who they are, Big V. We need to add more talent.
It's not who they are. It's just what the way
they've been playing. This isn't what Castellanos is now at this point of his career.
No, I think Castellanos can do better.
Okay.
Especially at this point.
I would not hold my breath. This is what he is.
I know, you wouldn't hold your breath and Kyle either.
Well, because we're not delusional. I mean, like,
not delusional at all.
The idea that like Castellanos is going to wake up and be a consistent performer, that's not what he is. He's up and down.
Oh, Harper just woke up and started to,
Bryce Harper's better than Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, but, you know, Castellanos has been underperforming what he usually does, so there's a possibility that he can wake up and do it.
What a great point.
Is Castellanos underperforming? I mean, this is who he is. Like, what did you expect?
Well, listen, there are more people on that team to pick on than Castellanos.
I just chose him. I mean, Bryson Stott, is Bryson Stott underperforming, or did we overrate him? I don't know.
I think he's underperforming.
Maybe. I'm sure you do.
I think the way that the Phillies have been rated is pretty much dead on. It's just a simple fact that that's underperforming. And since we're past the halfway point, now it's time for them to start heating up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's only going to take them 90 games.
Yeah, that's all. They played 100 baseball games, but now is the time. This whole thing gets revved up right now.
Now's the time. I mean, follow Harper's lead. Harper's starting to rev up the rest of you guys. Follow the lead. Let's make this happen. And, you know, let's host that, you know, world champion trophy.
That's it. Just a nice stern talking to him. We'll figure
that's
this
it.
Whole thing
stern
out.
Stern talking to. That's what it is.
That's all. No big deal.
There you go. Hey, Hugh, did it work for you?
Yeah, it did.
What, is stern talking to work for you?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
We talk sternly to you every day. You don't listen
Y'all
to us.
Y'all talk crazy. Yeah.
Well, you don't pay him, and I don't think he's afraid of you.
Well, I don't know. I stood up once, and Hugh got a little bit upset.
He's also afraid of the YouTube chat too.
They get aggressive because they think they got better lawyers than you, Hugh. So if you beat on them,
I don't even have a lawyer. I'm like, what am I doing with a lawyer?
Hey, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
No, look. I mean, we're kind of getting off subject, but no. I mean,
that's your fault, BV.
Probably, but, you know, I mean, generally when I talk to my wife, it's always my fault. So, you know, why should this be any different? But anyway, let's get this stern talking to. Let's see if it, you know.
All right. Now, that'll fix everything. Big V, we appreciate it. There you go, Hugh. The Phillies don't need to add any more good players.
And when you
sternly talk to the ones they have.
And when you talk to them, you make sure you wag that finger.
That'll get it done. You think Bryson Stott will be able to hit with the finger wagging?
With the finger wagging, yeah.
That'll do
that
it.
That finger wagging, you mean business.
Yeah, that's all. No big deal. All right, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence!
Who's old? Kyle, what's up?
Terrence, what's up?
Man, we know Dave Dombrowski's track record, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling Kyle, I hope for a move, but we all know this guy's going to make a mediocre move. To me, it's like, I heard you guys saying it earlier, his job is on the line. I don't care what nobody says. If you want to make a move with this team right now and to get us over the hump, to get him back, to get some pitching, he needs to make a big splash. But we know this guy, I don't know if it's his ego, but we saw him do this with Detroit. Since he's been here, he has not been the GM that we thought he would be to get the team over the hump. He has been at a stalling block. He has been content with what we have. He's been depending on a bottom half of a lineup that hasn't produced for the last 3 years. And to me, that has to put his job in jeopardy this year. And, you know, Middleton wants the title. He said it last year, bring his championship home. And our GM is not showing that. He's not showing that by these trade deadline moves. He's not showing it by the roster moves. You know, Kepler, he has to go. To me, this guy, we know he's going to make a move, but we know it's going to be a mid move. It's not going to be a big splash.
We don't know
that. To do it with Chisholm because he said this guy was scared of a locker room presence. Like, I don't care about a locker room presence. I care about production on the field.
I agreed, and that should be what matters. And I don't know why they didn't trade for Chisholm last year, but it was a mistake. They should have traded for him.
A big mistake, and if this guy, if he don't get fired. If they don't make a move during this trade deadline and the Phillies collapse again with the same old, he has to go. I don't care. He has to get fired on the spot. There has to be big, major changes to this team because he doesn't get it. He doesn't get the key details of what a championship team is.
Terrence, I agree. Dombrowski's job should be on the line. I don't care. I don't care if they're going to win 90 games again. His job should be on the line. I mean, Hughes scoffed over there when I said that it's a fireable offense not to add to this
fire
team.
It is
a fireable offense.
He gets paid too much money to not be able to get a team over the hump. We saw when Chisholm came to the Yankees, it propelled these guys to the World Series. They didn't get the job done, but he got these guys to where they needed to be. And all they needed was a game or two to get that championship. But we know a big move is needed to get this lineup, to get some spunk, to get some energy into this team, into this lineup. We need it.
Yeah, we need runs. I mean, we scored 3 runs in 10 innings last night, and one of them was on catcher's interference. Terrence in Springfield, we appreciate your call. All right. We haven't spoke to Carmen in a while. Carmen, let's go to the phones. Carmen, how you doing, Carmen?
Hi, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking a call. And I agree with you all on the Phillies, Joe. That I think Middleton and Dombrowski, I'm hoping they're all in. And this is the time to do it. This group's getting old, and they got to do something big here. Dombrowski, I want him to be aggressive, unlike you guys, leaving work for 2 weeks.
You left work for 2 weeks?
Come on. We weren't here together for 2 weeks. Right, come on, Carmon. We just took a little vacation, a little R&R, Carmon. Not a big deal.
I think you're getting fat and lazy. That's what I think. You guys should go to work.
Carmon, they made me take vacation.
Carmon, lighten up. It's July. This is the time, you take a few days.
I can tell you, went on vacation, you abandoned the audience. You left us with Tom Kelly.
Oh, no. Not a shot at TK. Tom. I'm sure Tom did a good job.
You made us sit through Tom Kelly for a solid week. No. It felt like 3 years.
All right, Carmen, Tom Kelly does a great job,
man. Leave Tom alone.
He's a very good broadcaster. Leave him alone.
TK, you TKO'd your audience. good luck trying to get it back, pigs. You're a lazy pig for doing that. I heard Al Morgani on there, too. Where'd you get him from, the morgue?
No. Al catches a stray.
Poor Al.
I thought he died a couple years ago. He was dead on Cataldi's show 5 years ago. You dug him out of the graveyard.
Carmen, listen, we had some great hosts on when we were out for a couple of
years. Shout out to everybody at Field.
TK was in, Al, Ruben Frank, even Kyle was in for a few days.
Yeah, Kyle was okay. For about an hour. And he starts to wear on you, too.
That makes sense,
and I like Elliot for a phone call, but I can't take him for a whole show. You punished your audience with what you've done, and it's not right. Joe, I heard you went all the way out to Washington State.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where you went.
Yeah, I did. It was relaxed. I did some hiking on Mount Olympic.
What are you going all the way out there for? Why don't you just go down to Jersey Shore like everybody else?
Everybody else.
Well, it's not, the mountains there. I mean, yeah, it's different.
Like you said, Mount Rainier. What do you got, a secret family out there?
No, I went with my family.
You go to Coldplay concerts, do you?
No.
You go with the HR person from Odyssey? Is that how you were out there?
No, Carmen, now this is all false. You're making things up at this point. Stop.
You went with the HR lady.
No, I went with my wife and kids. What are you, Carmen, come on.
Who the hell needs two families? I can't even keep up with the one. Well, I hope that one's easier to deal with. And Hugh Douglas, he said he went to the Poconos?
Yes.
I heard you talking about drinking a lot of wine. What are you drinking? Wine all the time. they're going to start calling you a lush.
they probably call you that already. Yeah.
You're a lush and a crumb bum. You're a crumb bum coward. You're always betting all the time. What are you doing? What are you drinking? Something classy like Mogan David?
Mogan AMD 2020.
Manichevi?
No, nobody knows that's the real name. Mogan David is the real
name. No one knows that.
Mount Renault. you'll drink anything they can pour into a tin Buc-ee's. Throw the red in there with the white.
They wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me put it in a Buc-ee's cup.
I'm not surprised. You can't do that.
But they let you throw the whites in there. You like exciting whites.
I like the exciting whites.
That's enough, Carmen. Carmen, that's enough.
What's wrong with the Phillies celebrating? At least they want something. Let them throw water on each other, you pig.
All right, Carmen, we've had enough. Carmen, thank you. Appreciate it. I always am excited to talk to Carmen, and then 2 minutes in, I feel terrible about myself.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Oh, yeah,
he pokes at
us lazy pigs.
Yeah, I know. He called Mogan, you a lush.
He said Mogan David, though. That brought back memories.
Not good ones, either.
Not good ones.
Not good memories.
Accusing you of having multiple families. I mean,
I know. Yeah. I mean, like, it's one thing to make a joke, but he kept going.
He said you went with the HR lady.
I went with my family. We were all there together. No. Who goes to it with? Never mind. I'm just.
Who goes to a Coldplay concert with the HR lady? Somebody who does not want to be married.
Yeah, well,
someone with two families.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right, see Joe Conklin at Parks Casino, Street Road in Bent Salem on Thursday night, August 21st. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
Took him a while to get to us ripping him for celebrating that.
That would bother Carmen.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, well, it was ridiculous. They won on a walk-off. Catcher interference. Is there a lamer way to celebrate a win?
You know, and it dawned on me because Scoops really tries her best to be, you know,
Devin. You're talking about yeah.
She does not try to, you know, she's very very nice and she's very very measured in what she says. When she said it, she took a video. Like, she was kind about it, but I could just imagine what she was really saying in her head. Like, look at these guys doing.
Well, she was dead right today. That it was ridiculous, and dead right that defense is what she's going to be looking for.
Are we talking about that again?
Yeah, because it matters.
Okay, I mean it does. I mean, you know, it's just, especially when they don't.
You see, the problem is when you just like the way you say it. It is like as if it matters, kinda.
No, it does. I mean, but it's not a necessity. It's a luxury.
Again, they won the Super Bowl last year on the back of their defense.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Which they were surprised that played as well as they did.
But it was the necessity to win the
Super
Bowl.
Oh, no, it was surprised. Yeah, they played well. They played well.
Now, again, when you say they play well, it's a backhanded comment.
It's such a deflection.
It is. It is unbelievable.
It's not. It's just what it is.
They're the best defense in the league.
Last year they were.
Yeah. Right, and they won the Super Bowl last year. See,
what are you trying to say?
That correlation. Because of the quarterback they won?
Quarterback. Quarterback didn't light it up?
For two games, yeah.
He lit it up, though. Lit it up.
Why'd they get there? For him to light it up.
That's just like me saying Carson Wentz got you to the Super Bowl.
Well, he didn't.
And then, he got you in the playoffs.
He got them to the edge of the playoffs. They clinched them when he got hurt.
He got you in the playoffs.
Sure, yes. Okay, I'm with you.
And what's his name? Took it home.
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles took it home. He brought it
home. But that is a fair thing to say.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's fair to say that Jalen – he played lights out the last two games.
But in the Super Bowl, the defense also played lights out.
But in the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley was quiet.
I agree with that. In the NFC Championship game, the defense forced, what, three or four turnovers?
Oh, no, they balled out. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, Jalen Hurts was slinging that thing all over the place.
Yeah,
throwing dimes.
It's about time after waiting the whole season. All right, 215-592-9494.
About damn time.
It was about damn time. We waited all year for it, and then the passing game woke up, and it was awesome. All right, your phone call's coming up here on the Phils. You can react to Carmen and his nonsense as well. And you know what? It's officially football season. You know,
football.
We got to check in with the Cowboys. Micah Parsons.
This is the year, Joe.
Jerry Jones.
For my prediction for Jerry.
What have I done to deserve
this? He's crashing out this
year. I can't wait. It's already begun. We'll check in with the Cowboys, who are having all sorts of off-the-field issues before we even get to the football. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.